Okay, today's daf is Bav Metzia Daf Nundalid. We are on Bav Metzia Daf Nundalid. We just have a little bit to finish from yesterday's sugya, and then we'll go weiter. So on Nundalid Amud Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're the one who finished yesterday, so you know where it is. But seven lines from the top, Kitanai. Basically, the Gemara had him suffix about whether or not you count the Chomish. When you're poda the Maisha Shani, you add the Chomish. We count the Chomish, Milagavu Milavar. Milagav would be a lesser amount, Milavar would be more. I mean, if it's 20, the 04 or the 05, basically. So they said that it's a machlokas tanoi, Kitanai. The Pasuk says, the Yosaf Chamishi So Alav. You're supposed to add a fifth to the keren, to the amount that you're being poda there. So the one Gemara says, Sheyehu v'chumsho chamisha. It and its chomish should be five. Meaning, if the keren is, if the keren is four, then you have to add a zuz, so make the chomish an extra zuz. So the chomish would be a fifth from the keren and the chomish added together, which is milavar. And that's the Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonah said, Omer, no, chamishi so, chumsho shlo keren. It means an actual fifth of the keren, without including the chomish in it, and that's milagav. So it's machlokas tanoim. Now we're going to go on to more sveikos regarding the din of chomish of the maaser sheni. Again, if you pose that maaser sheni, right, you take it from your fruits and onto anything, onto the coins, so you have to add, not just what it's worth, but you have to add a fifth onto the item. So you buy lahu. That is suffix in the yeshiva. Chomesh me'akev o einu me'akev. Let's say I'm poda my payrush my shesheni with something of equal value, but I didn't add on the chomesh. Is the pigeon chal? That's the suffix now. Is the pigeon chal? And if the pigeon chal, can you now eat those fruits because they're chulin? If the pigeon is not chal because you didn't add the chomesh, then you cannot eat those fruits because those fruits can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. They're still my shesheni. So the Gemara gives the study of the suffix. Do we say arba parik v'akan fishe mosif chomesh? Do we say no that ma'aser sheni is nifta 4 and 4, meaning if it's item worth 4, it's nifta of equal value, and then you have, and this thing as the stipler explains it, then you have a chiv on your guf, on yourself, a chiv gavra to pay an extra fifth, to pay chomesh. You now owe kutchen, you now owe a fifth. Alma chomesh lo ma'akev. If that's the case, chomesh menapi ma'akev. Meaning it's two separate chiyuvim. The chiyuv of the equal value, and then they were added to you another chiyuv to pay a fifth. O dilma, or do you say arba b'chamisha parik b'chomesh ma'akev? We say no. When you're podiat, the Torah says that a pigeon of four means a pigeon of five. Right away, the value is four. The hektesh, the value is five. So in order for you to be posed at four, you have to pay five, and then therefore chomesh ma'akev. And the chomesh ma'akev, it would be a good pigeon. You wouldn't be able to eat the fruits because you still haven't redeemed them. So Amar Ravina. Amar Ravina says, I'm going to bring you a raya from a mishnah in Demai. Second mishnah in Demai. Right, demai ain't lo chomish. Demai, what is demai again? Demai is parents of an amen aris, a minotaur. They're fine, but since many amen aris do not, since it's usually good because most amen aris do take off meiser, but the chacham made a gzera that you should be mafish shumas and meisers from this demai again because of a suffix that maybe they didn't. But it's only the rabbanon that the stuff is also to be eaten. Midoraisa, the stuff is good. It's mitukan. So what happens in the case of demai ein lo chomesh? Let's say you have demai fruits. You bought this from an amar. So it's demai. Now you have to be podet if you want to eat it. Midorabbanon. But it says you only have to be podet of keren ein lo chomesh. You don't have to add the chomesh when you do it because really doraisa was fine. And also the ein lo biur. You don't have to destroy it. I think it's the din is that on the an Erev Pesach, on the 4th and 7th year, you have to get rid of all your Chumas and Maisos. You either give it away, you burn it, destroy it. We're saying here, this comes to Erev Pesach, on the 4th and 7th year, it doesn't have Biur, Demai. But, you see from here, that Demai ain't no Chomish, but Ha Keri Yeshlo, but Me Ikar Adin, it has a din of Maisos Sheni, that you have to redeem it. You can't just eat it right away, you have to redeem it without the Chomish. So the Gemara is going to ask, why, if Chomish is in an integral part of Pigeon, why is it split by Demai? So the Gemara says, "My taima keren." Gemara says, explains that keren de ma'akev v'doraisa isa derabanan. Keren, which is l'ikuva in a derabanan case of ma'aser sheni. So the derabanan made a gzeira that you have to be pota the ma'aser sheni. But chomesh, the lo me'akeh midaraisa, but chomesh, which is not me'akeh midaraisa, even though you have to do midaraisa, but it's not li'ikuva midaraisa, meaning you can eat your ma'isa sheni fruits, once you depot it just to karen, then less of the rabbanon. So then when it came to it, in the rabbanon, when it came to ma'isa sheni the rabbanon, they didn't add that. You see from here, that the only reason why they didn't add chomesh to ma'isa sheni of demai, is because the chomesh is not me'akeh. So, the answer to our first question, that chomish is not me'akev. That's the proof. And the seed of chomish is not me'akev, it's the pigeon of the ma'isa sheni, even if someone's chayav midaraisa. So if you poda four with four, you don't give the five, you can now eat your ma'isa sheni chutz Yisrael. But remember, you still owe the fifth to Hektish. So now the Gemara was trying to say that this machlokus of whether chomish is me'akev or not me'akev is a machlokus tanoi. Lema kisanoi. Right? And it doesn't quote here, where is this from? Tosefta, okay. Social Shah says it's Tosefta in Ma'aser Sheni. Okay, but Nason as a Keren, a guy comes and he's pulled in his Ma'aser Sheni. Nason as a Keren, he gives the Keren. Below Nason as a Chomesh, but he doesn't give the Chomesh. Rabbi Lezer Omer Yochal, Rabbi Lezer says you're now permitted to eat the fruits. Because, essentially, apparently it seems that the Chomesh is not Me'akev. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yochal. And Rabbi Yehoshua says, you can't be Yochel. I missed something. Oh, before I get to it, we had the suffix as to whether or not you can the Chomesh is Ma'akev or not. So the first Tosu says, he doesn't understand. He says, Im Tomer, halo behektesh shove mana, shechol lo shove pruta, right? Mechulal. If you have something that's worth a mana, and you were pode it with a pruta, it's still mechulal. So what's the suffix here? You can even be pota a mana with a pruta. So he says that's different. Yesh lomar devada im amar hu v'chumshu mechulal pruta. Then it's mechulal. If you say it explicitly, then it's mechulal. The question over here is aval kilo maskir behedja hachomish lomahani. Here he just did it stam. He didn't mention it completely. He didn't say it. So that's what the suffix is. But had he said that this is going to count for the carried in the chomish for now, then it would be mechulal. Okay, so now again, lema kitanai benasan as a carried, benasan as a chomish, Rebbelezer omer yochal, Yeshua omer lo yochal. So Amar Rebbe says, nirin divrei Rebbelezer b'Shabbos, v'divrei Rebbeshua b'chol. It appears to me, Rebbe says, very interesting lashon nirin, but he says it appears to me that we're going to paskin like Rebbelezer on Shabbos, meaning because of kavod Shabbos, we're going to be matir to eat the peros even before you are mafresh the chomish, but on chol we're not going to allow you. We're going to hold like Rebbe Yeshua. So, me the Amar, it seems clear from this Tosefta that this machlokus is whether or not chomish is ma'akev. So Gemara explains, me the Amar nirin divrei Rebbe Elazar b'Shabbos michlal de pliga filu b'chol. The fact that it says nirin divrei Rebbe Elazar b'Shabbos, that it's implicit that he even argues with Rabbi Shua by chol, meaning even b'mos chol Rebbe Elazar would say that you can eat the pears before the hafrashas chomish. But and me the Amar nirin divrei Yeshua b'chol. And the fact that he says that I'm going to pass it like Rabbi Shua when it comes to a weekday, Michlad de Pligia Filu B'Shabbos. Mr. Dhamma, that he argues even on Shabbos, meaning even on Shabbos, Rabbi Shua is Oser to eat the Peros if you're not Mafresh to Chomesh. So you see that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua are Cholik all week, right? My Lab, Baha'i Savar Kamifli. Let's say that this is what they argue. Rabbi Lezer Savar Chomesh Loma Akev. Rabbi Lezer says Chomesh is not Ma'akev. Therefore, both on Shabbos, both on Chol, you can eat it. You can eat the Ma'aser Sheni, which is no longer Ma'aser Sheni, even if you weren't Ma'afresh to Chomesh. But Rabbi Shua Sover, Chomesh Ma'akev. Rabbi Shua is going to hold that Chomesh is Ma'akev. It's a Machlokas Tanoim. Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Papa, lo. That's not the Machlokas. The Kule Alma, Chomesh lo Ma'akev. Everyone agrees that Chomesh is not Ma'akev. Mida Raisa, Chomesh is not Ma'akev. Okay? But Hacha b'chayshinim l'pishiusa kamiflagi. The machlokas here is on the Rabbanan level. Did the Rabbanan make a gzera that you can't eat the ma'aser sheni until you mafresh the chomesh because of a chshash that you won't be mafresh the chomesh later because the chayshinim l'pishiusa. So Mar meaning Rabbi Lezer Savar, sorry Mar Rabbi Yeshua Savar chayshinim l'pishiusa. We choshes the chomer choshes that maybe you're not going to add the chomesh and therefore they asked eating the peiros until you give the chomesh. Umar Savar, Rabbi Lezer holds the lo chashin lipshiusa. You don't choshes for pshiusa, and therefore a person is allowed to eat the peiros ma'aser sheni after he takes away. So what's the machlokas about what is the nirin v'shabbos nirin v'chol? So Shabbos, you have the concept of onik Shabbos. The chama didn't make the gzera. The chama didn't make the gzera because of the onik Shabbos. So according to Rabbi, he's going to hold like Rabbi Lezer on Shabbos, but on chol he's going to say, you know what? Let's make the gzera. What about if you mafresh it? If you mafresh it during the week, and then you didn't come to Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos, can you eat it? Or is it only if you actually mafresh it on Shabbos? So Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Hakol moldim behekta shechilo. Everyone agrees that if you're poda hektesh, again, if you're poda, if I say I'm makdish my house and I want to be podit, I have to pay the value of my house plus a fifth. Right? I have to pay another 20%. So when you're poda hektesh. What about, is the item mechulal even without paying that fifth? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Hakol modim behektesh shechilel. Everyone agrees that hektesh is chilel because you're not going to be kosher pshusa. Hol v'gizbarim tovin osa v'shuk. Because the gizbarim, the money collectors of hektesh, are going to come and they're going to bother you in the street. So the Rashash points out, important Rashash, he says, it says, Hol v'gizbarim tovin osa v'shuk. Only the marketplace of gizbarim can get you. But it comes to teach you that the gizbar of hektesh is not wrought, cannot come into your house and try to bother you to collect the money. So I don't know how that works for all the schools and yeshivas nowadays when they knock on the door and they go, can I come into your house and you offer them tea and they try to get money out of you. According to this, a gizbar of hektesh isn't even allowed to come to the house. Maybe that's because you don't owe the money first. You don't owe the money first. Now they're asking for a solicitation as opposed to over here where you actually owe the money. You can't be toveya somebody. You can't be toveya somebody in the house. Does that apply to a phone call? I'm just asking. If that's the halacha, does that apply to a phone call? It's here clear that the gizbarim can only go into the shuk. I saw in the back here the masifta that someone says no, that's not true. It's only if someone owes you. It's only if there's a loan you can't bother somebody. And then there's another gear that even takes out the word b'shuk. Maybe that depended on who was writing up that Gemara. Okay, so I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Kol modim behekdesh shechila. Hol v'gizbarim tovin osa v'shuk. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Behekdesh lo pligi? There's no machlokas in hektesh. What are you talking about? We have the brisa that says v'asanya nason as a carrier. We're talking about a guy who's being pulled to hektesh. He gave the carrier below nason. It's a chomesh, but he didn't give the gizbar the chomesh. Rabbi Lezer omer chilel. Rabbi Lezer says it's mechulel. The chachamim omer melochilel. The hektesh doesn't go to chulim until you give the chomesh. So first of all, you see right away there's a machlokas. And Amar Rabbi, and Rabbi says, Nirin div Rabbi Lezer behektesh, and divrei chachamim bepidjo bemeiser. Rabbi here says that Rabbi Lezer, who says it's chilel, it's mashma, that he's correct when it comes to hektesh, meaning we're not going to be choshesh for pshiyusa when it comes to hektesh because we have the gizbarim. But the divrei chachamim bemeiser, but we're going to hold like the chachamim, who seem to hold like Rabbi Yeshua when it comes to meiser sheni, because here we're going to be choshesh, then maybe you're going to forget. Because there's no one who's going to be toveir you. There's no one who's going to be toveir you. So, mida amar, again, we make the deal. Mida amar, nirin divrei lezer behekdesh, mechla de paliga filu bemeiser. And mida amar, nirin divrei bechamim meiser, mechla de inu pliga filu behekdesh. Therefore, we see it's a chot machlokas when it comes to hektesh as well. So, what's Rabbi Yochanan telling me? Akomo de behekdesh echilel. So, he says, ela I itmar, hachi itmar. Rather, this is what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, hakom modin beshavis. Everyone agrees that on Shabbos, behekdesh echilel. Everyone agrees when it comes to being mechalel your hektesh on Shabbos that it's mechulal even if you didn't set aside the chomesh. Isn't the money being muksa on Shabbos? Like how do you do it on Shabbos? You just set it aside. You just say that this is what's going to be. Okay. Chada, what's the reason? Chada deksiv karosel Shabbos oneg. Number one, there's a mitzvah of oneg Shabbos, and therefore you should be making on somebody to eat the hektesh that he was posed, he wanted him to eat the food. Va'od ho the gizbarim tovei nosa b'shuk. And also, when it comes to a hektesh, you have the gizbarim who are going to be tovei him in the shuk, and you should be choshesh that someone's going to forget to give the chomesh. And when you mix these two reasons together, everyone agrees that there was no gezeir of the chachamim, and the pigeon of the hektesh is going to be chal even before you set aside or give the chomesh. I don't know. You have mitaki. You allowed to do it on Shabbos. What? Right. Maybe you're just not. I don't know. That's a good question. But you're not allowed to be mafresh shumas and maaser shabbos. The Ashkenazim say in above madlikin every Friday night, but not in the show. Fine. That's a good question. Let's look at that. I don't know. So the Gemara brings now a couple sfeikos when it comes to the din of Chomesh. Okay? So Amar Rami Bar Chama. Hare Amru, when it comes to being po de hektesh, they say hektesh einu mischalel ala karka. You can't be mischalel hektesh onto karka, only onto metalpolin. The Rachmana Amar, because the Pasuk says, v'noson hakesef bekam lo. You give money and then you can take it. It says it's money. right? So chumshu mahushu yischaru al karka. What about the chomish? Basically, it's the same question all three, the whole way through here. Is chomish, is the dinam of chomish the same as the din of hektesh? So the Rishonim asked, Tosos asked, Tosos, I think, Alav. He says, what's the suffix here? We just said that if you're mechalel, if you give the keren and you don't give the chomish, it's not me'akev. So it's clear as day then that the chomish is a separate din than hektesh. So why are you going to be asking all these shaylos now whether or not the rules of pidyon of the keren apply to the chomish? So Tosos answers, no, there's a difference between. Here we're talking about where he says we're not talking about what the rule, the din of the actual item is. He's talking about what the rules of payment. All right, hektesh karen is ma'akev, chomish is not ma'akev. But now, when you are paying it, does it have the same rules? So the first question was, can you give the chomish of pidyon hektesh on using karka? Then also now truma, if a zar eats truma b'shogeg. The din is that you also have to pay it back, and you have to pay a chomish. But that din is eino mishdalemes elemen achulin. You can only give the payment for what you ate if you gave something where truma can be chal on it. It can't be maos, it can't be begadim, because truma can't be chal on these items. Only on something, usually food, produce, only something that the name of truma can be chal on it. The Rachmana Amar v'nasan hakohen es hakodesh. And the drasha was davar roilios kodesh. So the question is, chumsha ma'ushe yishtalim shelo min achulin. Can you pay the chomish with kesef or with karka or with something other than ayin that's roi to be truma? That's question number two. Next question number three. Ma'aser sheni, ma'aser ein mischal la simon. We said that you cannot be put the ma'aser on a slug. It had to have a tsura to the coin. It's the pasuk says, Rachmana Amar. V'tzartar kesef b'yaducha. The rabbis called over sheyish alav tzura. So chum shomahu. What's it doing with the chomesh? Sheyischal asimon. Can you be poda? Can you pay the chomesh with this slug that doesn't have the tzura on it? So it's gagal milsa. I guess the shayla got all the way. Umatla kame de Rava. And these sveikos came to Rava. And Amar lehu. He says amakra alav. All the psukim in the Torah that talk about the chomesh, it says alav, meaning l'rabos chumsho kemoso. It says that chomesh is the exact same thing as the way you make chomesh payments is the same way you make keren payments, and therefore all these things when it comes to hektesh it can't be karka. When it comes to truma, it has to be something that's roilios kodesh. So when it comes to maishasheni, the chomesh can't be on an asimon. So Amar Ravina says at anan nami tanina. I even have a mishnah to support this, okay? Because we have the mishnah. There's a mishnah in trumos. Gonev truma. Let's say a guy steals truma from a kohen. Velo achla. And so far he hasn't eaten it yet. Okay? So mishalim tashlume kefil. He has to pay kefil, like he did with any ghana. But what value does he have to pay? He pays demei truma. He pays how much it's worth in the truma market. Again, the truma market is less value because there's less demand for it. So it's a lower value than it would be worth in the regular market. Now, what happens if he ate the truma that he stole b'shoge? I mean, he stole the stuff from the kohen, didn't realize it was truma, and he ate it. So now he's chayev mishalim shnei kronim. He's chayev Karen twice. One Karen, he's going to have one Karen to pay back, and one Karen he's going to have to pay. Right, a Ganav has to pay twice, and on top of that he has to pay a chomesh because he ate truma b'shogeg. So mishalom shnei kronim v'chomesh. So Karen v'chomesh, the Karen and the chomesh, due to the fact that he ate it, he has to pay min hachulin. It has to be from peiros chulin that could become truma. But Karen, he can pay to make truma. But the other Karen, it's because of the kefil that he stole, he has to pay truma. Which is, therefore, you see from here, that the Karen, the chomesh goes, shmamina, chumsho kumo, so shmamina. The chomesh is paid the same way as the Karen, which means it cannot be used, it can't be metaltalin. But if you eat it, so as a thief, you have, just thinking like that, as a thief, you have a din to pay kefil anyway. So should you have to pay three kronos over here? One to pay back, one the kefil, and you ate it, you have to pay, but it's subsumed, I guess, in the other one. Okay. But the chomesh is not subsumed, but you see that the chomesh is there, is the payments, the chomesh is made the same way as the keren. So then we turn to Ahmed Beis. He's giving chulin. Something that can become truma. You're giving something that the item itself is ready to be shruma. It could be. Maybe you give him truma. Maybe you have more truma to give him. As long as the item itself, by definition, could be something that becomes truma. It's produce, as opposed to metatlin. Okay. Now we're going to bring another suffix when it comes to chomesh. So, Amar Rava. Rava says, Legabi gezel. Right? There are certain places where you have to add a chomesh. One of the places is if a person steals from his friend, and he was kofer that he stole, and he was nishbal l'sheker, and then he's modeh. So he has to return, and he has to add a fifth. So the pasuk says, Ksiv, the chemishi sav, Yosef alav. Chemishi sav is Lashon Rabin. So therefore, it's mashma that sometimes there is more, you pay chomesh more than once. What's chemishi sav? His fifths? What do you mean his fifth? It's a fifth. So the Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah of Bava Kama, Nafkuv Kimmel, right? Nasim lo esa keren. Let's say the Gazlan gave the Nigzal the keren, v'nishbalo ala chomesh. And after time, he swears that he gave the, not only did he give the keren, but he swears that he even gave the chomesh. And it's found, then he was modeh, he didn't give the chomesh. Harezeh, mosif chomesh ala chomesh. Now he has to pay a fifth of the fifth, because that chomesh turns into another keren. He swore falsely about that keren. He has to pay a fifth of that. Ad she yismait keren pachach shavaputa. He'll constantly have to pay a fifth of the fifth. Again, we're third, starting on the Amud Beis. He'll constantly have to pay a fifth of a fifth until that fifth amount would not equal a shavapruta. So he stole something. He pays back the keren. He swears falsely about the chomesh. You have to pay a chomesh. You have to pay back the chomesh and a chomesh of that. You do it again. A chomesh of that chomesh and a chomesh of that again. So that's why it's chamishi sav. The possibility exists to be chay of multiple chomeshes, multiple times to be chay of chomesh. And the gabe truma. Also, if someone eats truma b'shoge, you also have to pay a chomesh. It says ish ki yochal kodesh b'shkaga v'yosef chamishi so alav. Right, it says Loshon Yochid, but it doesn't say by Loshon Rabin like by a Gezel. Nevertheless, Utnan, we learn in Mishnah and Trumos, Ha'okel Truma B'Shogeg, someone eats Truma B'Shogeg, Mishalim Keren V'Chomesh. You have to pay the Keren V'Chomesh. Echad Ha'okel, Be'echad Ha'Shose, Be'echad Ha'Sach. When it comes to Truma, whether you ate, you drank, or you anointed yourself with the, or you smeared yourself with the Truma. It's still, they didn't hear is that the Sicha is like Shtia. Right, so the question is whether that only applies, does that only apply to Truma? Or does that apply to other places also? If sikha is like shtia, then what about, do you have to have a hechsher on soap? So most say that no, it's only when it comes to, the Ritva quotes are being the time, that the isra of sikha equaling shtia is only when it comes to truma. But by other dvarim asurim, that are achav achil b'shtira, they're mutter than b'sikha and b'sikha. It also comes out chametz and pesach. So the chumrah on Yom Kippur, right, the chumrah on Yom Kippur, that it's also asur b'sikha. So maybe some hold on the chametz, the sikha is actually to an item, and that's probably part of the svara behind those chametz books. There is a sheet that holds it's machmir, yes, but it's legitimate. So the question is then whether does soap need a hechsher? So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, soap does not need a hechsher because only if you're using truma soap. Then if the soap is made out of truma produce, then only a kohen can use it. The Aruch HaShulchan I heard brings down. He says, forget it. But you don't need a hechsher on soap. Forget it. It's nifsal mechilas kelev to begin with, so you won't need a hechsher on soap. I don't know. What if soap is edible? Can you such thing as edible? It's non poisonous. Right. Now, if you wash it out with soap, but it's non poisonous. The same thing as edible. I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay. So echad esach. Right. So we said again. Let's go back. Gabi truma ksev ish ki yochal kodesh mishkagav yosach hamishlo alav. Tanan ha'ochel truma b'shogeg mishan keren v'chomesh echad ha'ochel ve'echad ha'shoseh ve'echad ha'sach echad truma tahor ve'echad truma tameya. Whether he ate b'shogeg tamei truma or tahor truma mishalein chumsha, you have to pay a fifth, an extra fifth. There chumsha the chumsha, and there's a way where you even have to pay a chumsh on the chumsh. Meaning, let's say you paid if you paid the kohen the keren and the chumsh. So I ate the truma. I paid back the keren and the chumsh. So now the chumash takes on the status of truma. And then I ate this chumash. So now I'm going to have to pay back a chumash of that chumash. Again, the possibility exists of multiple chumash payments. But ilu legabi meiser, when it comes to meiser, there's no pasuk, and there's no mishnah that tells us you have to pay chumash to chumash. Lo michtav ksiv, v'lo misnatana, v'lo iboyuye iboyelon. There's no suffix, meaning there's no way to pay a fifth of a fifth when it comes to Meiser. I don't know what the Metzius would be. So the Gemara now says, what about Hektish? Gabe Hektish. When it comes to Hektish, there's another place we have to add a fifth. Ksiv, it says, Im hamaktish yigal esbeso, v'yosef chamishis, kesef erkecho. You add a fifth. It doesn't say chamishisov, it's in Lashon Yochid. Right? Utnan, and we learn in a Mishnah, hapoda es hekdesho, mosif chomish. It says clear in this Mishnah that you add a fifth. The Gemara makes a deal. Chumsha tnan, chumsha the chumsha lo tnan. But a fifth of the fifth, adding an extra chumash, that's not, you don't add another fifth. So, but my, but what's going to be, it doesn't say that you don't, it's just a deal that doesn't say in the Mishnah, but my, but what's the din of a person who's poda his house from Rishos Hekdesh? And he gives in exchange, he gives Karen chumash. And now, he wants to go ahead and be mechalal the chumash. In other words, let's say he was pulled to the mud, he's pulled onto something else. Now he wants that thing that he used as the chomesh to become chulin again. And he wants to be pulled to the chomesh. So does he have to give chomesh to be pulled to that chomesh? So the Gemara says, the other study of the suffix. Gabi truma, when it comes to truma, ksiv, v'yosof, it says add, v'yosof chamishi so. And so, therefore, yosof, they're saying the lashon is to yosof and add again and again and again. This chomesh to chomesh. Gabi kodesh, nami haksiv, v'yosof. It also says v'yosof. So add chomesh to chomesh to chomesh. Old dilma, or the gabi truma ksiv v'yosof. You take the vav of v'yosof. Ish shakat, it's extra. So this is from a Gemara in Yoma that says you can be gorin umosifin or dorshin. Meaning you can take a letter from one word, if it's not needed there, take it out of that word, and put it into another word in the parsha if it makes sense. I think they're talking about with the Totafos, the famous Totafos, so he also talks about the vav like that. Okay. So, the Gabachumak Siv Yosef, Ishakhalt, Le Lavav. If you take away the vav, the Yosef, the Shadis Le Al Chamishi So, and you take it to Chamishi So, Habele Chamishi Sov, which is multiple Chomshin. So you take the vav from the Yosef, you add it to the word Chamishi So, and therefore it's Chamishi Sov, which is Lashon Ravim. Therefore you can learn that you can have chomesh al chomesh, but gabe hektesh ksiv v'yosef chamishis. So what would happen if you took the vav away and put it in the chamishis? Af magad nechishakal levav the v'yosef v'shodis le al chamishis, and you put it at the end of chamishis. So slov hadle chamishiso. It would only be chamishiso. It would be one. Rashi has an interesting question. Rashi asks, why not take the vav, right? Why not take the vav and put it in the middle of the pasuk, and it would be chamishios. Put it instead of putting it to the last word, the last letter, put it the second to last letter. It'd be chamishios. He says no, because the din is a gorin umosof, and you only can put the first letter or the first letter or the last letter. You can't put it in the middle of the word. That's what he says. So he says, so that's the suffix, whether you can add, whether it's chomish to chomish when it comes to hektish. So the Gemara answers, why do we have a suffix? We should just say that, why is there a suffix whether you're mosef a chomish if you're poda a chomesh that was paid for hektish, v'sepuk lei da havelei hektish sheni. We should be able to answer the suffix because it's the same din as hektish sheni. What's hektish sheni? It's hektish sheni, meaning hektish sheni is some. Let's say I made something hektish. Then I'm poda it, so the hektish goes on to this item. Now I want to poda this hektish item. That second hektish is, you know, it's the child of hektish. Hektish sheni, right? Just like when it comes to, you know, to tumah. You know, it's a Rishon Sheni and Shlishi. This is a Sheni, right? But Amar Rav Shuben Levi says, a Hektish Rishon Mosif Chomesh, Hektish Sheni in Mosif Chomesh. So if you're not going to be Mosif Chomesh to the full Hektish Sheni, so you certainly shouldn't be Mosif Chomesh if you're pulled to the actual Chomesh. That's what he's trying to say. So Amar Levi Rapapi Ravina, Hachi Amar Rava, and Rava says, no, there's a difference between Hektish Sheni and Chomesh. He says, Chomesh Ketchilas Hektish Dami. Chomesh takes on the status of Hektish Rishon, not Hektish Sheni, because the person is not being mechalal the hektesh onto the chomesh. The hektesh is being mechulal onto the second hektesh. But you're just being mosif this amount in the chomesh. So therefore, it may not be considered hektesh sheni. It may just take the place of hektesh rishon. We're learning bav metzia, right? But these sugyas are just unrelated to bav metzia. I'm sorry, they're unrelated to what we're doing before bav metzia. But again, once you get to these type of sugyas in the gemara, you got to pay extra attention because you don't have them. We don't have so many of them when it comes to Meiser and all those Zerayim Suk stuff. So my Habula, so what's the Maskana of the Gemara when it comes to the din of the Suffolk? Whether you have to pay a Chomesh if you're Poda the Chomesh when it comes to Hetesh. So Amar Rav Tav Yumei Mishmei Abaye Amakra the Yosef Chamishis Kesef Erkecha. So Makish Chumsho the Kesef Erko. It says Chamishis Kesef Erkecha. The Kesef Erkecha is what is the Kesef of Hektesh. Ma Kesef Erko Mosif Chomesh. Just like the Kesef Hektesh, you have to add a Chomesh if you pod it. Af Kesef Chumsho Nami Mosif Chomesh. So too, if you pod the Chomesh, you have to add a Chomesh. You see that if you pod the Chomesh, you have to add a Chomesh on the Chomesh, even when it comes to Hektesh. Okay. Kufa. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Yeshua ben Levi said, Al hektesh rishon mosif chomesh, al hektesh sheni ein mosif chomesh. Again, you had hektesh, you were poder, you had to pay a chomesh. Now the second item is hektesh. You poder the second item. You have to give chomesh onto that second item. Rav Yeshua ben Levi says no. So Amar Rava says, my time with Rav Yeshua ben Levi. What's the svara for Rav Yeshua ben Levi? That you don't add a chomesh by p'tias hektesh sheni, because the pasuk says, Amar Kra, vim hamaktish yigal es beso. If the maktish is yigdal es beso, hamaktish is mosif chomesh, v'lo hamatbis. Only the thing that became kadosh by making it hektish, not by something that became hektish because it was connected to something else. It was done in, I don't know, it should be more, not matbis, which maybe hamachlet, but still, that you don't add chomesh to the second.
Oh, the first thing they ever redeemed.
Right, but when I made the, so this was hektish, now I redeemed it with this, so now this is hektish. If I redeem this, I don't have to pay chomesh. But, When I redeemed this, I paid Karen and Chomesh. If I redeemed that Chomesh, I do have to pay Chomesh on that. That's the good thing Gemara says. So Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Lazar. So they said this. The person who speaks the Brice is said in front of Rabbi Lazar, learning out a drush from a pasuk. Pasuk is Vayikra Chavzayin Chavzayin. The im babehema tmeya ufada beerkecha. So the pasuk is talking about someone who's being poda a behema tmeya from hektish. So he has to add a chomesh to the pigeon. And the Gemara in the Brisa says, Ma behema tmeya miyuchedesh shetchilosa hektish. Just like this behema tmeya is special in that it's hektish rishon. It wasn't hit or something else. It's hektish rishon. And v'kula shemayim. And this item is kachim kachim. It's kula l'shemayim. Umolin ba. And there's mi'ila. So therefore, af kol shetchila hektish v'kula shemayim molin ba. Only if it's tchilas and hektish and kulon shemayim, then there's me'ila. So the Gemara says, "Unbelievable, Rabbi Lazar l'tana bishlama bishlam." I understand what he's telling me now. Kulon shemayim l'mute kache kachim. If the kulon shemayim is mute kache kachim, certain kavanas which are mute kache kalim. The certain kavanas which are kachim kalim, which the owner gets to eat some of the food. Kavan the ist lehub lebailim begavayu less me'ila. So since the owner still has a bailus, some sort of sense. Figure out what that bialas is, but since he has some sort of ownership rights to the animal that he can eat it after it's brought on the mizbeach, there's no meila. Ela tchilas hektish lumute mai. When you say tchilas hektish, what's that come to be ma'ayit? That there's no meila unless tchilas hektish. So you're gonna say tchilas hektish who de isbe meila, but sov hektish less ba meila. You can say that only something that only hektish rishon has meila, but hektish sheni doesn't have meila. We know that's not the din. We just said the din of hektish sheni you don't have to pay chomish, but still hektish if you're moel, you're moel. So Dilma l'inyan chomesh amarta. Maybe what you're trying to tell me is that it's talking about the din of chomesh. Maybe your kavanah is to teach me, like Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, that if you pod the hektesh sheni, you don't have to pay a chomesh. So Amrale, so this guy says, yeah, ein in hachi kamina. This is what I meant to say. I meant to say that hektesh sheni, like Rabbi Shuv, that you don't have to be mostly a chomesh. Alright, I think we're a good place to, Alright, stop here.